Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
From a key part of a new crop of jazz cats making the modern realm of jazz very innovative, that was acoustic and electric bassist Michael Blanco with the tune Boulevardier off his latest 2016 CD called Spirit Forward, and it's a great listen. Along with playing, he composes, and he is a two-time recipient of the ASCAP Foundation Young Jazz Composer Award, and that's hard to get. He fetched it in 2005, then followed it up in 2006. So since Michael made his move to New York City in 2000, he has performed and recorded with so many cats on the scene, like John Ellis, Donnie McCaslin, John Irabagon, Will Vinson, Mary Halverson, Kevin Hayes, and the list goes on, and he's been a part of a lot of bands as well. On two separate occasions, he was selected by the U.S. State Department to be an artistic representative for the United States abroad, and those trips are always great to hear about. They took him to South America, Central America, the Caribbean, and even the Middle East. Outside of the world of jazz, he has performed in the orchestras of over 30 Broadway shows. And this is a cat that has played all over New York and all over the world. And speaking of getting around, these bass players in New York City know how to do it. I posed Michael a fictitious sort of question in a recent interview. If there was a time machine, where would you go? What would you do? Have a listen.
You know, living in New York now, of course, we've listened to, you know, kind of the whole history of the music, or, you know, a good part of it. So I like to think, wouldn't it be great to go back in the time machine and play, like sit in, you know, and then you could play with Charlie Parker and he'd be like, man, I like what you're doing. Little does he know that you stole it all from him, you know.
Yeah.
Like, oh, it would be great, you know, to do that.
Welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from a town that would be dandy to travel back in time in a time machine to the heyday of 18 at Vine to see Bird, Basie, and the best in jazz shine. Right here in Kansas City, Missouri, absorbed in jazz and ready to wring our sponge with the best that we have found. From the jazz master Ray Brown, we are going to give you the classic take on I've Got You Under My Skin. But before we do that, have a listen to Michael talk about meeting Ray in person.
You know, I was like a dorky kid, and, you know, I was so passionate about music. And so I see Ray Brown play. I go up to him afterwards, Mr. Brown, I'm a bass player. You know, like, do you have any advice for me? And he just, you know, he was just come off the bandstand. He wasn't probably really in the mood to talk. And he's like, what you need to do is practice 8 hours a day, every day. And I was kind of shocked by that. So I was like, is that what you do? He said, no, but that's what I did. That's what you have to do. Hi, this is Michael Blanco, jazz bassist from New York City, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino.
Thank you.
That was the precise and cool jazz drummer Roy Brooks, born and bred in Detroit, with the 1963 song Homestretch off his LP simply called Beat. So his mom was a church singer and inspired him to play music very early on. He was a stellar varsity basketball player as a teenager and was actually offered a scholarship to the Detroit Institute of Technology. He attended the school for three semesters and dropped out to pick music and tour with the great Yusef Lateef. That's a great excuse there. He would go on to etch quite a vibrant jazz bio that included a downslope in the 1990s when he would not take his medication and he got into a long string of fights with neighbors. It was very bizarre. And he went into mental hospitals and psych wards. That became an all too frequent occurrence for him. But at the end of the proverbial day, we know the music, and he was a very healthy jazz musician. Born right here in Kansas City, Missouri, and set to go out to make some sweet jazz on his tenor sax. This is Harold Aspy with the quartet in tow. This is the tune Quickie on this slow rolling hour of Neon Jazz, kids.
I'm Matt Slocum, drummer and composer. I love listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino and looking forward to all the great artists that he has on his program in the future.
Was one of the best young drummers in the modern jazz world these days, Matt Slocum, with the 2016 song Relaxin' at Camarillo off his Trio Pacific Volume 1 CD. This cat has spent some time earning a reputation as a very distinctive, inventive, and a lyrical composer. Over the years, he's spent some good jazz time with Gerald Clayton, John Irbigon, Wynton Marsalis, Jaleel Shaw, Anthony Wilson, and many other cats. Right out of St. Paul, Minnesota, and raised in Wisconsin, he picked up the drums at the age of 11 and never looked back. And a big part of his growth has been playing with the veterans. So have a listen to Matt talk about this during a recent interview with Neon Jazz.
Just how relaxed that they all play. I'm actually going to go hear Gerald play tonight at the Vanguard. It should be a really interesting trio. Piano, guitar, and drums with Lionel Luique and Eric Harland. Every time I hear Gerald play, he's just completely relaxed. Nothing's forced, just in the moment. And I think the same goes for anyone who's really doing this at a high level and like a really honest level of improvising.
In the life of many jazz fans, and more specifically musicians, there are albums and songs that are seminal and they sway very hard. For Matt, it was Money Jungle by the legends Duke Ellington, Charles Mingus, and Max Rose, released in 1963. As Matt talks about this album, let's hear the title track off this LP next on Neon Jazz, baby.
I was just listening to Money Jungle the other day with Duke Ellington, Charles Mingus, and Max Roach, and I would have been really interested to just kind of be invisible and hang out in the room during that session, just because I've not only musically, but heard so many stories about that.
Hi, this is Dr. Mike. I listen to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino. You should too.
That was three-time Grammy Award-winning jazz drummer, composer, singer, record producer, and an entrepreneur, Terry Lynn Carrington, with the tune It's All Right off the 2012 CD Impressions of Curtis Mayfield. Right out of Medford, Massachusetts, and growing up with musical parents, she would go on to play with Dizzy Gillespie, Stan Getz, Clark Terry, Herbie Hancock, Wayne Shorter, and many other legends. And in 2007, she was appointed a professor at her alma mater, and for many people, Berklee College of Music, where she received an honorary doctorate in 2003. So in the late 1980s, she gained a very national recognition on late night TV. She was the house drummer for the Arsenio Hall show. Just think about it for a minute. You'll see her image. Lately, she's been collaborating with Esperanza Spalding, Jerry Allen, Helen Sung, and so many others. She is a very busy and key element of the modern jazz scene these days. With his take on the 1938 jazz standard Jeepers Creepers, here's the ambassador of jazz, Louis Armstrong, giving you the best he's got.
Creepers, where'd you get those creepers? Jeepers, creepers, where'd you get those eyes? Oh gosh, all get up, had to get so lit up. Gosh, all get up, had to get that size. Oh golly gee, when you turn the heaters on, woe is me. Got to put my cheetahs on. A jeepers, creepers, where'd you get those peepers? Oh, those weepers, had to get my ties. Oh, where'd you get those eyes? Oh, jeepers, 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 creepers, where'd you get those peepers, boy? Jeepers, creepers, where'd you get those eyes? Guys, all get up. I dig it so lit up. Gosh, all get 'em, boy. I get that size. Golly gee, oh, when you turn those heaters on, woe is me. Got to put my cheetahs on. Jeepers, 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 creepers. Where'd you get those people, boy? Oh, those weepers, have they hypnotized, yes. Where'd you get those eyes?
Matthew Marcellus, and you're swinging with Joe Domino and Neon Jazz.
Now I'm singing a blue song, but it's bluer than blue. I lost a friend I thought good and true, without any warning, since yesterday morning. I'm queen of the blue. Now my eyes are all glassy, but I ain't had a drink. Spent 24 hours just trying to think. Why did he leave me? Why did he leave me bluer than blue? Is life a disease? Makes you grieve, lose all ambition, have run down condition. My mind's insane, my heart's aflame. I miss him so. Oh, yes, I know. No other love song will I ever sing. Blues in my heart will always ring. Why did he leave me? Why did he leave me? Blue than blue.
That was jazz pianist, composer, arranger, singer, and bandleader, and the second wife of Louis Armstrong, speaking of, Lil Hardin Armstrong, with the tune Bluer Than Blue off the 2008 CD called Born to Swing. From the episodes of Art Ford's Jazz Party via WNTA television back in 1958, starring co-headliners Charlie Shavers and Coleman Hawkins. This is their take on Indian Summer off the LP Famous Jazz Party as we begin winding down this jazz party right here on Neon Jazz.
Mm-hmm. To the United States, I make sure to tune in to Joe Domino on Neon Jazz.
Thank you.
That was one of the best jazz cats to ever come out of Kansas City, Missouri. Now living in Paris, that was sax cat Logan Richardson with the 2007 tune Turning Maze off his CD Cerebral Flow. And that's one element of how we're going to finish things off, and to properly lead us out of our Cerebral Jazz Saloon doors is a Jamaican-American jazz pianist and composer, Wynton Kelly, with the 1963 tune If That's the Way You Want It. And I think we do, off the LP Coming in the Back Door Like a Saloon. So thanks for swinging through our sonic doors and tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and one cerebral cat keeping the jazz saloon hopping, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher.
Righteous.
All right, like what you heard, reach out to us. Let us know what is going down out there in the world of yours. You can always reach us at neonjazzkc@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. All right, until next time, enjoy the music, my friends.
Neon Jazz.